Greetings, Only Tans. Today's Friday, May 17th, and yesterday we had a playoffs check-in with the chat where we went over what is the latest in the NBA playoffs, and we also talked about the latest in NBA Top Shot. There seemed to be a little bit of unrest the last couple days on Twitter, so we talked about why that might be. We also talked about the playoff redemptions, the rare redemptions and fandom redemptions, a little bit of strategy there for those who were interested. And we also took questions and answers from the chat, as we like to do during these kind of shows. It was about an hour long. And we also gave away two rare moments courtesy of our sponsors, and that would be Floaty.io. Floaty.io, built by collectors for collectors. It's where you go when you need to buy or sell or rent or loan NBA Top Shot moments. And we thank Floaty.io for their continued sponsorship. So recall that nothing you hear in this episode should be considered financial advice, and let's jump right into it. Oh, what's up, brothers? How's everybody doing? How are you all doing? Thank you for being here together. And there's Jordan with his lovely children sitting on the floor. It looks like, have you guys ever watched this guy called Sketch? I didn't know who he was until a couple days ago. Whoa, camera's getting blurry, but he is quite a character. And one thing he says, he goes, "What's up, brothers?" I don't know why it's funny, but somehow it works. Anyway, thank you for being here. It's Tandy time, and we're just chilling out today. I'm a little under the weather, so we're just going to hang out, talk playoffs, talk what's going on Top Shot. Before we do that, though, of course, we are sponsored by our very lovely sponsor, the lovely gentleman over there at Floaty.io, and if you haven't been to Floaty.io lately, you should go. Floaty.io just keeps on getting better and adding new partnerships. And you just get whatever you need. If you want to play the WNBA Fast Break game, for example, there's no better place to go pick up those basketball-playing ladies, than Floaty.io. So thanks again to Floaty.io. And, of course, thanks to Floaty.io, we're going to have some rare giveaways today. None other than Al Horford, who absolutely turned back the clock last night, if you watched the game. I mean, he was putting on some stinkers left and right in the playoffs, and last night he absolutely showed up and showed out. And of course, also Miles Turner, Lego builder extraordinaire, and also NBA player Miles Turner, who is quite the fast break stud, someone you can always look to for some blocks and three-pointers. Very underrated player in that aspect. So two very juicy, rare moments for the people. In the chat, you have the best chance. People on Twitter, you have a chance. But thanks for being here. Let's look at some people who are commenting right now. We got Seven Costanza, who likes that Joker artwork. We got Top Shot Hot Shot, who says first and last. Maybe he's talking about how he won last week, the giveaway. It was 2 weeks ago. Stan Love says we should not talk about Celtics, basically. After last show, Celtics got blown out. The curse of Tandy. It's true. The last two times that I've been on this stream with Weisberg, the Celtics have lost games that they were favored by double digits. Ryan's here. He said, "Why bring Weisberg back on? Because with his help, the Knicks will beat the Celtics if the Knicks get past the Pacers, of course." Top Shot Hotshot wants to see the Randy Floaty talk. Don't worry, it's coming. Jordan's on the floor with his kids. Tandy.time. That's nice, Jordan. Thank you. Mass Dog is here doing some kind of emoji. I don't know what that is, but it's cool that the emojis are coming through now. And Weisberg says, "You know that dude is actually only slightly autistic and plays it up for the purposes of the stream." Well, he's talking about Sketch. To be honest, it kind of bothers me. I think he's funny. Whatever. I guess if you watch too much of this guy, you might get a little upset. Mass Dog says, "Under the weather, what does that actually mean?" That's a good question, Mass Dog. I mean, since this is just a check-in with the chat, we're just hanging out, you know, we don't have any guests who are crunched for time or anything like that. We can talk about things like, what does under the weather mean? I have no clue what that means. What does under the weather mean? When are you over the weather? when you're having a good day and you're feeling really healthy, would you say, I'm over the weather today? No, right? It's a good question. Under the weather. Should we look it up? I'm going to Google it. Where does under the weather come from? Let's see. Here you go. MassDog, this is just for you. I'll even present it so we can read together, okay? Here we go. This is the content you all come for. Supposedly, way back then, when a sailor was feeling bad, he would retreat below the deck, away from the weather above, which could be described as being under the weather. Another theory claims that the idiom came to be via the old idea that the weather has a strong influence on one's health. I like the sailor version more. I don't know about you guys, but I like to think of myself as a sailor who is under the dock. Maddock is here. Smoke some. Cart Pig says, sup. Stan Love says, the Celtics had to dig deep to beat the Cavs bench. You know, the Morris twin was playing his ass off. I don't know if he's on if he's getting a new contract next year or what. I mean, that guy's usually only on a team for a year at a time. So maybe he just punched his ticket somewhere with that performance last night. I mean, these teams, they seem to play at a very high clip on certain nights versus the Celtics. And I don't know if that's because the Celtics get a little too lazy on D and leave them a little too much space or what. I did catch some of the game, even though it was at like 1 a.m. I just heard something in my headphone that was weird. And I did see Joe Mazzulla like sort of chewing his guys out, telling him like, let's you haven't brought your stamp on the game on defense yet. And I think that's the Celtics seem to do that regularly. So versus the Cavs, versus the Heat. But anyway, I think that as a Celtics fan and all Celtics fans, it's a lose-lose situation. Like, there is no winning situation as a Celtics fan right now, because everybody feels like the path to the finals is just set for the Celtics, because who are they going to face next? It's either the Knicks or the Pacers. You can't look past any of these teams though, but it's the Knicks or the Pacers. You know, not your regular juggernauts on the East. You don't have like a healthy Bucks with a healthy Giannis, or even like when Miami was playing very well. So for that reason, people seem to think the Celtics are destined for the finals. I think they're still the lowest odds in terms of the highest probability of winning the championship, which I still think is a little crazy. If the Nuggets make the finals, even as a Celtics fan, especially if Porzingis is not healthy, I would have to say the Nuggets should be the favorite if they hit the finals. And it hurts to say as a Celtics fan, but teams that have gotten it done, that's a big part of what these teams do and how they rise to the occasion. We talked about that a few weeks ago, kind of like the New England Patriots, Golden State Warriors element, mystique, enigma to get the wins. Anyway, let's keep it going. Top Shot says, shouldn't we be chewing some, Maddock? Why smoke anything when there are edibles? Good question, Maddock. Would you like to explain yourself in the chat? Blazer Fan is here. Happy Thursday, he says. Mr. Kicker is here. MassDog says we're all under the weather. Maddock has explained himself. He says edibles are cool, but smoke them if you got them. MassDog says special stuff here. Airplane mode here. Sailor Tandy going with the flow of the sea. Ryan, aka Yoda, is here. Cart Pig says drink veggies. And Ryan says the Celtics are so good that they're boring. All right, we got three more comments here. Weisberg says, that is a bad take, Tandy. From a Celtics perspective, they're 8-2 and have blown everyone out by at least 15 in every game but one win. Maddock agrees. And Weisberg says, KP should be back soon. He already started light court work. Yeah, but I think the hot take right now, Weisberg, and maybe it's just because people think that they have to have hot takes when talking about the Celtics, is that the Cavs were a possession away in the fourth quarter with like half their team injured. But I agree with you. Like, you play to win the game. You win the game. It doesn't really matter how you win the game. You can win ugly. You can sort of have lapses during the game. As long as you win the game, that's all that mattered, right? If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, I don't know. How does that finish? If they were candies and nuts, we would have a snack. We would have a bowl of snacks of candies and nuts, I suppose. I don't know how that thing goes. But you know, if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, the Lakers would be still in the game and not the Nuggets, right? So yeah, the Celtics as a whole, if you average out what they've beaten, the Heat, the lowly Heat, the very lowly Heat, this goes out to Stan Lavs, very lowly Heat, like a dog. They beat the Heat like a dog. Believe me, like a dog. And I think they, with the Heat and then the Cavs, I think the total margin of win was like 18 points, which is very high. I don't know where that ranks all time, but the Celtics are smoking their competition. If you just take a step back, turn off the talking heads for a minute, turn off the hot takes for a minute, and realize that the Celtics are playing very well overall. There's just some momentary lapses, if you ask me, but I'm just a critical man. Let's keep it going. John says, the Celtics have been playing the equivalent of the Pistons. I don't agree with you there, John. Okay, sorry. You mean that the Heat and the Cavs are the equivalent of the Pistons? I don't know how to answer to that one, actually. I mean, it does hurt to lose your key players, so in some way you could be right. Weisberg says, you don't need to respin the take. Fogarty says, blah blah blah. Yeah, not the Celtics' fault that Giannis is hurt, not the Celtics' fault Embiid got hurt, not the Celtics' fault that Thibodeau plays his guys 900 minutes. Look, that's all true. And in the same way, it wasn't the Heat's fault that Jason Tatum turned his ankle in like the first 5 minutes of the game when the Heat beat the Celtics. So it is true. It's just all part of the game. But depending on how you want to analyze this stuff. And John says, John's calling my claim out. He's saying not being tested is not a bad thing. See the Warriors in 22 and the Nuggets in 23. Okay. And Ryan says that the West is stronger than the East. I see how you would want to come up with that, especially with the lowly Knicks. The lowly Knicks, very sad team. the lowly Knicks. No, just kidding. The Knicks fans should be very happy with themselves. I mean, damn. Knicks are really playing their heart out right now. No Julius Randle. Jalen Brunson scoring 40-plus a night, it seems. Top Shot super fan Josh Hart putting up like 15 rebounds a game, practically. The Knicks have a lot to be happy about and glad for. And that's why, as a Knicks fan, the playoffs right now, it's like there's no downside. It's just all upside. It's all fun. The expectations can't be that high because everybody thinks the Celtics are going to win. So like as a Knicks fan, you get to just enjoy the process. If they win, oh my God, it's going to blow your mind. And if they lose, okay, whatever. We lost. We were missing Julius Randle. No one expected us to win, etc. But as a Celtics fan, if you win, I mean, I think it's bullshit just to make that argument about the championship. Okay. If the Celtics win a title, that is huge because I think that arguably the opinion right now is that the teams in the West are quite strong. Whether or not this is true or not, right? But if the Celtics lose, if they don't beat the Knicks or the Pacers, it's going to be seen as a massive, massive disappointment, a failure of epic proportions. I don't know if that's fair, but that's what it's going to be seen as. So as a Celtics fan, it's like lose-lose. You beat the Knicks or the Pacers, yeah, you were supposed to do that. You lose to one of those teams, wow, you guys suck. Blow it up. Blow up the team. You know that's what people are thinking right now. Stan says, Harrow didn't play that series. Common, poor Celtics excuse. Okay. Yoda says, Tibbs plays his guys to get them to where they're at. That's true, Yoda. If it were not for Tibbs playing these guys the entire game, maybe they wouldn't be here right now. But it's easy as a spectator to believe that that might not end well. And Weisberg says he's going to enjoy knocking the Knicks out in five. And Ryan says the Nuggets, the Thunder, the Wolves, and the Mavs would all beat the Celtics. That is a very spicy take, Ryan. I must say, that is a very, very spicy take.
Spicy.
And Yoda says, if the Celtics take down Jokic, they deserve all the flowers. I agree. And that's my finals prediction, by the way. I made that finals prediction very early. And actually, Jeb Bush can say I'm chalk, but that was a very early prediction. That was a preseason prediction. Anyway, let's keep it going, right? Let's talk a little bit of NBA Top Shot, shall we? I don't know about you guys, but I was kind of surprised. There seems to be a little more FUD in the streets the last couple days. I wasn't quite sure why. I thought we could talk about that a little bit, though. I don't know if it started because Dream Shaker, I believe, made a thread that was basically like, this is a safe space. Tell me how you would improve NBA Top Shot with actual ways that you would do it. Don't just complain. And I think that kind of sparked something. I think Bramira also wrote like a very long essay about how, about what Top Shot is and what they should be doing going forward. I haven't actually gotten to chew through that yet. If you guys have, you can tell me in the chat, give me the cliff notes. Maybe we can throw it into ChatGPT and say, explain this to me like I'm five. That's what I like to do that. I'll tell you what. But anyway, so yeah, a little bit more FUD than usual, but I mean, the one item that I did understand why people were getting upset about was these rares of players that didn't have rares that were this large before. And those were teams that exited in the first round. And the way that they did these rare redemptions is that the best player, the best play of the series got the rare. And it wasn't really thinking about what their other rares circulations looked like on the platform. So you had LeBron James get a rare, you had Paolo Banchero get a rare, and you had Tyrese Maxey get a rare. They all just happened to be the players that showed out during their series, right? And people were upset about that for twofold. First of all, the circulation was higher than in the start of the season. Top Shot had said that they wanted to make the circulation. So I think start of the season, they wanted it no higher than $6.99. And then after these redemptions, which started at $9.99, but I guess thankfully a couple hundred people forgot to do it. And they ended up at like, I don't know, 750, 760 or so for a few of these players. And so the cheapest rares of players like LeBron, Paolo Banchero, Tyrese Maxey were like $20, $25 cheaper than they would be usually. And of course, the reason why this is a negative is that it then pulls down the value of these other moments that people were holding on to. So I do understand that frustration. I guess I'm sort of more of a simp or a stan, and I think that, well, it's only like 50 extra, you know, what's it called? Additions or no, is it additions or whatever? 50 extra in the circulation of some of these rares that then they said they would do. You know, it's not such a big deal, but some people do feel like it's a big deal because there were expectations. Those expectations were broken, and we haven't really received much of a satisfactory answer yet. However, I will say that when we started this playoff rare redemption talk, they said something about they were going to be like burn events. There have been some burn events, but either A, they weren't enticing enough, or B, they need to do like an additional burn event. Because I think if they did some additional burn events around players like LeBron, Maxey, and Banchero, and just get that number lower, I think people would be a lot happier. So I think they need to like sweeten the pot a little bit beyond, let's say, a quick rip pack. Maybe if they got any cool, or they could buy back some cool Banchero rares and you have to like trade up and get them by burning or crafting. Oh, and then you just do that across Banchero, across LeBron, across Maxey. I think that would make everybody happy, honestly. Anyway, that's my take on that one. Let's see. James is saying, talk about redemptions. Stan is saying, why no fast break for a week? I think, Stan, like we saw this before, we did have two back-to-backs, but then before that, there was a week break. They're always tinkering. They're always improving. And we'll talk about fast break in a second. Boston Blaze says, 420. Blaze it, homies. Ryan says, the FUD will be strong until start of next season. Yeah, I mean, that's just like the seasonality, right, of the ups and down, the wavelength of NBA Top Shot. If you're waiting to pick up something, I definitely would wait until the doldrums of summer to do so. Boston Base sends a sticker. Where's his ice cream? There's his ice cream. Thank you, Boston Base. Ice cream's so good. Yes, yes, yes. Strong woman. Grrr, let's go Celtics. Thank you, Boston Base. Stan loves us here, and he says, Shills got in their feelings that Dream was collecting legitimate feedback. So there you go. Stan loves his team. Buckets over here. Top Shot Hot Shot says, how does Top Shot succeed long term? Product and platform continue to be improved, but prices still slide. And I think you saw that Osimo, actually, who I feel like Osimo is a really good, like, middle of the road collector. Like, obviously, he's a very wealthy collector, but I don't think he's obsessed with Top Shot, but he cares about Top Shot. And he's clearly a very smart guy, and he, you know, fantasy genius and all that kind of stuff. And he made a quote, he made a post that was pretty much like what LG and others have been saying for the last couple of years, which is basically like, and also Joey Bats and all these other people, that the velocity of money leaving the ecosystem via pack purchases and stuff has to be matched or less than the velocity of money entering the system from new users and such. And that, of course, is the million, billion, trillion dollar question, which is just how do you attract more and more new people onto NBA Top Shot? And that's something that we've talked about a lot in the past. I don't know. And I, again, like we still, like I said this 1,000 times, but digital collectibles still just could be early. That's number one. Number two, the product is really good. It keeps getting better. I think the game is really good. I love Fast Break. I think it's super fun, engaging. So like Top Shot as a platform, as a product, in terms of its like technical offering, in terms of how good it looks, in terms of like things that other collectors wanted in the past, of predictability, of pack drops, of, you know, we have all of that now. It just looks really clean. It just looks like it's in a really good spot. Like it's, the cake is baked, in my opinion. You're obviously going to have lingering issues from previous series, but the cake is pretty damn baked at this point. And look how seamlessly they just launched WNBA Fast Break, by the way. Like the website works. You got a nice mobile app that also has Fast Break. You have all these things. And so I don't know what the answer is. I've always been a proponent of trying to work a deal with physical. I really wish they could do something like that. I don't know what is holding them back. I'm sure there's something holding them back, but you look at physical, you look at what groups like Topps are doing. They're getting very creative, right? Topps, if you've been paying attention to the physical world, Topps, they are doing things like players will play a game with their card in their pocket, and like they'll do things like that. They'll shave off the end of their baseball bats and put those into inserts. So like people on the physical world, they are willing to be creative. They're willing to collect in different ways. And that is your most obvious group of possible collectors. There's no better obvious group than possible collectors if this is going to be treated as what it is, which is like a collectible as well as a game. So on the collectible side, which I think Top Shot is more of a collectible than it is a game, you have to figure out some kind of way to link, to cross that bridge to physical. And my idea that I keep repeating over and over again, but I haven't said it for a while, is just that you have physical redemptions on Top Shot and you have digital redemptions on physical, and you just do it that way. And you create hype that way. You cross-pollinate. And if you have to give Topps a little percentage of the pack drops that they are involved in where you do these redemptions, so what? Like, that's where I think Top Shot should be looking and should be doing something. I know that in the past I did send DMs, I think, to Pack Rip. I can't tell you what we talked about, but I did mention this. And I think the messaging that I got back was just that there's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of things, a lot of difficulties in doing these kind of deals. But that is like my dream scenario, because when we talk about, well, how do you get these people? How do you get more people into Top Shot? I think it's beyond just going to like a card show and setting up a booth, right? Because people who collect physical cards, in my opinion, it's like a religion. It's they are so in that bubble of physical cards that I think most of the time they're not interested in other stuff. But they are willing to go broader. People who collect physical are willing to collect physical with weird little in-game stuff. They're willing to collect physical of like, you know, Pokemon painted by Van Gogh. Like there's all these physical collectors that are willing to go far and wide to collect all the physical stuff. And you just have to bridge that gap somehow, because those people just don't feel that same, I don't know, zhuzh, that same draw that they feel when they're looking at something on a phone or on a computer screen that's digital. So the only way to bridge it, in my opinion, is to do some kind of a cross-pollination redemption style deal, which we already know Top Shot can do. And we already know Physical can do. So that was a long answer, Top Shot, Hot Shot. I hope you enjoyed that. But let's keep it going here. Ryan says, all they had to do was make you submit two redemptions for any of the eight teams out after round one and done. Yeah, that's a good point, Ryan. Blazer fan says, puff, puff, pass. Top Shot, Hot Shot said, all day had a pop-up burn event. You burned $16 worth of moments for a pack listed at like $10 on the marketplace, but people still did it for the pack rip. Yes, it's the thrill of the rip again. And that actually brings me to, we're going to talk about Fast Break here in a second. Let me just get through these comments, then we'll talk about Fast Break. Let me just make another comment. Fast Break, thrill of the rip. Yeah. Weisberg said, Mostafa got fired. Interesting. Yeah, I hate to see it, man. I hate to see it. I don't have anything really too much to add here. But I was working with Mostafa as well as a content creator for Top Shot. So that makes me sad. I hope that, you know, I hope he finds something that he really enjoys moving forward. Anyway, Stan says he left supposedly. Ryan says fired or quit. Stan says I heard he moved on. Boston Base says don't spread fake news. No one says he was fired. All right. Arovian says Fast Break prizes need to be better. Give us some dapper balance too. So that's a good point, because that's actually what's happening now, Arovian. I don't know if you saw that, but on the next Fast Break run, I think not only is the prize structure going to be different, the game structure is going to be different too. So the prize structure, I believe, I should probably go double check, but I believe that the top 50 finishers any given night will get dapper balance instead of getting wins to then get a pack. And I have some thoughts about that. I think that some people are going to be happy about that, but I actually prefer getting the packs, and I'll tell you why. Because if you're just getting dapper balance, there's no like mystery there. There's no mystique. There's no secondary game to the game, which is like you get your prize and then you get to decide if you want to buy or sell it. So that part, I actually, for that reason, I prefer the packs more. However, I'm glad that they are trying something new. And we're also seeing them try something new on the WNBA side, which is, I think they're doing like mint to demand moments if you win, as well as some special packs if you win as well. So they are tinkering around, and I like to see that, right? Because after all, what are we in, everybody? What are we in? That's right. Stan says we need Mets back on the show. We need some rants. Listen, Mets, Ben and Pac Drip had a Twitter show recently. I think they're probably going to do another one if you ask them nicely. So if you want to hear his rants, you should get in there. But yeah, maybe if for some reason I pause working with Dapper, I hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, then yeah, maybe Mets can come back on. Because until then, maybe not. Let's keep it going. Okay. Let's keep it going. Boston Bay says, collectibles are collectibles. We need to make them look nice and shiny and have benefits for holding the moments. They're falling short on the latter part. What does that mean? What's the latter part, Boston Bay? For holding the moments? Is that what you're talking about? They are definitely nice and shiny, and there are some benefits, but I think that maybe some people would like those benefits to be larger or clearer, because you have those locking leaderboard benefits. Sometimes you don't get those benefits, but that was kind of the idea. That's how we got here, at least previously. It was locking things, holding things would get you other things. Timmy says it's Caitlin Clark season. And James is asking, what is the best redemption to buy today? So why don't we look at that for a minute? Let's look at the Top Shot marketplace together. Okay. Together forever. We're together and we're forever and we're doing it live. Everybody, we're doing it live. Let's go look at the marketplace. Let's see. What do we want to do? The Champion's Path. Yeah, that looks about right. And let's just filter by highest price, and that'll definitely That should show us the rares, I believe. So the Celtics have punched in their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. They are back to being the highest priced rare. And you'll remember not so long ago, the Timberwolves were the highest priced rare. And look where they're at. They are now the fifth highest priced rare. They have fallen like a jug, like a jug. The Timberwolves are now $55. That is a huge, precipitous fall, ladies and gentlemen. If you like playing a volatile, speculative game, this game right here, Rare Redemptions, is where it's at, folks. I bought this Timberwolves redemption when it was $50 at like the beginning of the playoffs. I sold it for $90. I saw it go up all the way to like $170 and was kicking myself. Then what happens? Jokic wakes up and now it's back to $55. So anyways, what would be the best redemption to buy right now? Well, Nuggets are definitely like, this is buying the top. Buying the Celtics or buying the Nuggets, my preseason finals pick, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, brothers. Those are the top two right there. Nuggets and Celtics. Then you got the Mavs and the Thunder. See, the fact that the Mavs are the same price as the Thunder is questionable. But again, collecting either one of these, basically, you're basically making the play if you think one of these teams is going to win the NBA championship. So would I put $88 down thinking the Mavericks are going to win the NBA championship? I'm not that sure that I would. So right now, it's a little bit tough because also the Thunder at $88, you know, kind of the same story. Part of the hedge that I think people were feeling was that if this is a SGA, then at $88, that's still not that bad because I think the lowest price SGA rare is like $60. Although if you wait for the middle of the summer, it'll probably go down a bit. Otherwise, people thought that this could be a Chet. But if this is not a Chet, then do you think Thunder are going to win it all? Do you think the Mavericks are going to win it all? That's the problem here at the moment, because part of the reason that buying some of these other moments previously was like a nice little hedge was because you knew at the very least you were going to get a pretty nice rare at a not very expensive price. So for that reason, you could probably get yourself an Anthony Edwards rare. Well, actually, no, what am I talking about? You already can get an Anthony Edwards rare. So yeah, I don't know. At this point, I don't really love the speculation, to be honest. I mean, I guess the highest upside speculation play you could do right now might be like the Pacers, because if they upset the Knicks at this point, if they beat the Knicks, then that will probably jump up just because, again, the other reason why people are also buying these is not just if these teams win at all, but also because you're going to need these redemptions if you're trying to collect all the rares, right? So as someone who is a little bit risk averse, I probably wouldn't want to be buying the top, even though, you know, this will probably go up by about 10 or 15 bucks, if knock on wood, when they beat the Knicks or the Pacers. And this also will probably go up by 20 bucks or so if and when they beat the Timberwolves. But something like the Pacers at $30, that's very cheap. And if they manage to beat the Knicks, you could expect that to go up to about $50, $60. So this would probably be my play for like lowest risk. And then worst case scenario, you get a rare. Maybe that rare is of Halliburton, which is going to be around this price anyway. So yeah, I probably wouldn't suggest buying any of these rares at the moment, honestly, if you're trying to play the speculative game. But if I had to, and I didn't want to make a very risky play, I'd probably buy a Pacers rare, if that's a good answer to your question. Boston Bay says, I need a mystery drop. That's true. I don't have a mystery drop. Erovian says, imagine if Astras were exclusive to fast break prizes. Hot, 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 hot. Oh, man. That would be cool, Erovian. And that's definitely something that they can and should do. So I like that idea. Timmy says, Titans holders should. What? Titans holders should exclusive access to a higher tier in Fast Break. I don't know what Titans holders. Are we talking NFL all day right now? I don't know what that is. Josh says, I just want to say I'm absolutely loving Top Shot these days. There we go. Right? The feed is a little bit fuddy at the moment, but Josh is here to save the day. Here Josh comes to save the day. And that actually is good timing because Josh is a big floaty fan and we have a floaty video and I want to show you that floaty video. So this week's video, last couple of weeks, we talked about rentals. We talked about loans, but I don't know about some of you guys, but you may have gone to the floaty website with just your Dapper wallet and then saw that, wait a second, I'm not able to loan out or rent out moments. Well, how do you get that then? How do you do that? Let's talk about it. Over the last few weeks, we've talked about loans and rentals on Floaty. These features have gained a lot of interest lately, and so I wanted to talk about a nifty feature on Floaty that makes loans and rentals much easier, account linking. Simply put, account linking allows collectors to link their Dapper wallet or Topshot account to their non-custodial wallets like Blockdo or Flow Reference Wallet. With account linking, collectors can skip one of the more annoying steps of Floaty loans and rentals, which is transferring their NFTs between their Dapper wallet and their non-custodial. The steps are easy. See this tweet. I'll link it in the show notes. Step-by-step instructions right there. I followed the instructions myself. It took around 2 to 3 minutes to set it up. If I can do it, you can do it. After that, you'll connect your two wallets and you'll be able to rent or loan with ease. Quick and easy. And once your accounts are linked, sign into Floaty with your linked non-custodial wallet. You'll now be able to list moments from your Dapper wallet for loans and rentals, along with being able to designate your Dapper wallet as the recipient of the rented moments or moments used as collateral in a loan if it is defaulted on. Rentals and loans on Floaty are picking up momentum, and they're now easier than ever to do. For more information or if you need any help, check out the Floaty Discord. It's in the show notes. Floaty, built for collectors, by collectors. Now back to the show. Thank you, Randy. That was great. So if you are curious, you just go and you create that other Flow wallet, you link it up, and then you can take, you can do whatever you want on Floaty. You can do everything. You can become a power user like Josh, and it's good times. So someone was asking who got the rare for the Celtics. We can share that. Let's share it. That would be Al Horford, which is kind of surprising because he had such a bad few games, but had a great last game there, a wonderful game. So Horford gets it. And I think that's probably what you want to see. I think you want to see the star players not getting rares unless they're out of the playoffs, basically, or the playoffs are over. I think that's how we got into this mess in the first place with, you know, your Paolo Banqueros, et cetera. In terms of what fandom moments to buy, I'm actually not even 100% sure like what the strategy should be on collecting fandom moments. I think, again, you're basically collecting the teams that you think are going to go the farthest. You also want to collect the teams that you think are going to win. So it's kind of the same kind of discussion. It's just lower volatility. So like that part is, I guess, pretty nice. So, you know, you look at, I mean, what are the Mavs right now? They're $20. They're pretty pricey still, huh? The Celtics, $9.18. So it's still a nice speculative game if you want to play it. You'd probably just attach the same kind of reasoning to the fandom ones. So like if you look at, what the hell? If you look at the fandom ones, you would look for like the Pacers, let's say, and you see what those are at. And the Pacers are $9. So if the Pacers beat the Knicks, those should pop up a bit because let's see what the Knicks are at. The Knicks are at $22. So yeah, I feel like the Pacers, honestly, like that's the best bang for your buck. That's the highest upside if they manage to beat the Knicks, is that they have the most room to go up. Sorry, Knicks fans. All right. Let's keep it going. Top Shot Hotshot, how do you feel that Randy got all the good looks? Jealous rage? Yeah, jealous rage. When I turn this computer off, I just destroy this room behind me. Absolutely destroyed. Seven Cassandra said, I miss the Hawks, Horford. He hated Paul Pierce. Now he likes Paul Pierce. Stan Loves wants the fist bump. Let's give him his fist bump. And in the meantime, we will do the first giveaway. So let's get that going. That'll give me a few seconds to try to get ready for this giveaway. Here we go.
Yeah, man, that was an awkward fist bump. clip that. Don't clip that.
All right, that's for you, Stan Loves. And I am loading up the tweet that everyone had to engage in. Let's see, is Nightbot working? I believe it is. So throw your quacks in the chat. You can actually say anything in the chat. That's a little secret for this one, at least. You can say anything in the chat, but you can quack. You can tell me what you had for lunch. Tell me what you had for lunch, my brothers. And then we will set up the giveaway, and someone's going to walk away with either the Al Horford or the Miles Turner. And so what I'm going to do right now is I'm selecting all these names, and I'm just kind of killing some time, and I don't have someone on stream right now to kill time for me. So we're just going to talk. We're going to sing, maybe do a little dance. Maybe I should play a little video. Let me see. Do I have like a longer video I could play? Let's see. That one's too loud. I don't know. I'll just play some Amazing Grace. All right. All right. Okay. The names are coming out. Thank you for being with me today, folks. It's always so nice to be with you. Oh, yes, it is. Let's just... Oh man, sadness as a Rovian. R.I.P. the fallen ones. All right. What a nice song, right? Such a beautiful song. Wheel of Names. Almost there, guys. All right. Okay. What a beautiful song. Okay. RIP Paolo, RIP PG-13, RIP James Harden, LeBron, Anthony Davis. That's very nice of you, Ryan. Boston Base, can we get some strategy on whether to redeem or not right now? That's a, oh man, I don't know how to answer these questions. These are tough, man. Redemption strategy is pretty tough, I got to say. It's not for the weak of heart. I liked just the pure speculative side of it. Boston Base, if you think the Celtics are going to win the championship and you have extra redemptions, then you hold on to those extra redemptions, because if and when the Celtics win the championship, those unused redemptions are going to spike up. And I'm talking about the rare redemptions right now, of course. The fandom ones as well. If and when that team wins the championship, those unused redemptions are going to be quite a squeeze. There's going to be a squeeze, a bottleneck, whatever you want to call it. If you just have a couple of them, or like one of them, then I think the play is you just keep redeeming and you just keep on swapping up and swapping up and swapping up. I think that's the play if you just have one. All right. Let's keep it going here. All right. We have who we need. We have everybody on the wheel. I'm going to do one more wheel of names. We're going to keep it very easy today. All right. It's going to be Big Al and it's going to be Lego Miles. All right. And we are going to just do it nice and easy, lemon squeezy. And we're going to see who is going to be the Twitter included giveaway, right? Who is going to be the giveaway that's open to Twitter? But as you all know, that by being here live, you get double entries. So if you entered on Twitter, entered, and you're here live, you have three entries. Look at that. Lego Miles, and that's not to be confused with a legendary Miles Turner, because it's not a legendary moment, but it is a Miles Turner. That is true. It's a Miles Turner. And now we're going to spin the wheel of names, the spin the wheel of destiny, and we are going to see who gets the Miles Turner. Is it going to be one of you? Is it going to be someone from X, from Sexy Xy, or is it going to be one of you? Let's see. Ready? Here we go. If there's a number on it, it's someone from Twitter. Oh my God, it's Stan Loves. Stan Loves, you dirty rat. Stan Loves gets the Miles Turner. You know, Stan Loves, as much as you are a pain in the ass with your Miami Heat fandom and your Celtics hatred, and as much as we are sad that the Heat are out of the playoffs like a dog, congratulations, Stan Loves. You are someone who shows up every week, and I appreciate you. Hatred or support, it's all the same to me, and I think he deserves an extra handshake.
So, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, man, that was awkward. Fist bump.
All right. Rouse is saying, what's the keyword? I was driving. There was no keyword, Rouse. As long as you typed in the chat, which you did, which you should have. I hope so. I hope you chatted. I hope you typed in the chat. But I don't think you did type in the chat, Rouse. But you'll get in on the next one, okay? We're going to do another one. So the names actually just dropped off. Sorry, guys. You're going to have to chat again. Keep chatting. And next time we'll do a duck race, okay? Because I know the people like duck races. And we're almost at the end of the show. So keep chatting. And in like 10 minutes or so, we'll do the Al Horford, who we know is still in the playoffs. And that's going to be a good moment to have, especially with an injured Kristaps Porzingis. Very useful moment to have. And I'm actually curious, actually, just because I'm a speculating speculator, I wonder if those Al Horford moments have gone up at all. If you go to Al Horford, and then we go to rares, and we go to low to high. All right, so the rare that I'm giving away is a $17 rare. You know, you have a few around the same price point, so it's harder to make those jump up in price, but that's pretty good. I mean, you can see they're all up. The average sale of the one that I got is $10, and it's now $17. The ones to the left are also up from their average. And even the rare Series 1 is up from its average. So Al Horford rares are trending up. That's nice to see, isn't it? We like to see that. All right, so guys, type in the chat. There was 22 of you, and now there's 17 of you. So if you typed in the chat before and you're still here, type in the chat again. And soon we're going to give away that Al Horford. Before we do that, though, let's just talk a little more NBA, a little more Top Shot. You know, have a little fun here. One thing that I thought was very funny is that in the Knicks and Pacers series, there's a story going around that the Knicks came together. They played better together because before the game began and they were in the locker room, an anonymous player ripped a huge fart. So, I don't know. There's not much to add to that story. An anonymous player ripped a huge booty laugh. Can you call farts booty laughs? I think you probably should be able to call farts booty laughs. Anyway, they farted. Someone on the Knicks farted, and it brought the team together. And I think that's just beautiful. And I want to use this as evidence to my wife as well, that flatulence can bring you closer together. So anyway, let's keep it going with the poop jokes. So next game, of course, Knicks Pacers, very key game there. Then you got the Nuggets, who have completely taken over all the momentum from the Timberwolves. People were crowning Anthony Edwards, Michael Jordan. They were crowning the Timberwolves the absolute sure winners. I felt that way too when they were 2-0 after playing in Denver. But then the Nuggets are like, wait a second, we're the world champions. And they're like, actually, we're going to beat you now. And Jokic playing out of his damn mind directly after Shaq insulted him live to say that he didn't think he should receive the MVP. There's so much wonderful drama in the NBA, isn't there? It's great. It's like the WWF or WWE. Then, of course, you got the Mavs and the Thunder, right? Mavs now have the lead. I'm a big Luka fan. I mean, I feel bad for Thunder fans. I know there's a couple of them that are loyal fans of the show. But there's also some Mavs fans that are fans of the show. I'm happy to see either one of those teams keep going. I mean, I love Luka Doncic. I love watching Luka play. But the Thunder are also a very interesting and fun story, such a young team, and had such a great season. So I don't know who I want to win. I'm not sure, but either one of those teams would be fun to watch. And it would be fun to see if either one of those can take down the Nuggets. The same way the Knicks and the Pacers fans want to see if they can take down the Celtics. We shall see. This is a good guess. Was it Isaiah Fartenstein? I think that's true. Danny NFTs is here to remind you all to like and subscribe. That's true. If you're here, you got to like and subscribe. Was it Josh Fart? That's another good guess. Wow, there's a lot of fart names on the Knicks. Pulius Randall. Wow. This is good stuff. hold on. Someone asked for the Kawhi laugh. Here we go. Rovian says, Josh farting rare moment. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? If you got some locker room footage, people would like that. Yeah, Boston Base definitely crushed it just now. Congratulations, Boston Base. That was an all-time performance. So yeah, we talked about Fast Break. Fast Break WNBA. If you don't have the WNBA moments and you want them, just go to Floaty, pick them up for cheap. Fast Break WNBA price structure different. Fast Break NBA coming back. I think it's going to be one game, like singular games that you can win, singular nights instead of getting a string of wins. It's just going to be the top winner every night. So that's going to be very interesting as well. But I personally kind of prefer the old school way. We talked about the Safe Space Twitter thread, and we talked about the rares that people were upset about. And something we didn't talk about actually was the inside of the NBA on TNT. It might be the end of that. That's kind of sad. I mean, how else is Jokic going to get insulted to his face by Shaq? But no, I think that's one of the better content creators, if you want to call them that, in the space. So that will be sad if we lose that. Hopefully we don't. But Draymond Green, as we've talked about before, Draymond Green can do anything and he'll still show up behind a desk and talk NBA. It doesn't matter what he's done. He can do anything. He can kick you in the dick. He can punch you in the face. He can do whatever he wants. And he'll still be there on Inside the NBA or the equivalent. And must be nice to be the Teflon Don. The Donald Trump of the NBA, Draymond Green. Charles Fartley, there you go. We got some more poop. Do we have any? What are some more poop nicknames? We should think about that. Jaylen Brown, if you think about it. You like that? Jaylen Brown? Underrated. I don't know what's happened to the show today, but anyway, why don't we give away the last moment? We will give away the Al Huafit. Very good giveaway right there. Very good giveaway, folks. Very good giveaway, Al Horford. And you've all chatted in the chat, in the comments. We got 22 live viewers on YouTube, so you guys will all go in. So let's get you in. Let's do a little ducky race. Let's do a duck race. Duck race. Duck races are always fun. If you haven't got in there, you got a few more seconds. If you're listening, you're washing your dishes, you're on Twitch, you're on Twitter, get into the chat and type it in there so I can see it and I can get you in this duck race. So here we go. I've got a bunch of people in here. Are they all in here? 22. Let's do a little countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All right. It's still 22 of you, so that should mean you're all in here. Let's do it. And so everybody looking at the screen, here it is. There's the duckies. And let's just give them a little shuffle. Who is going to walk away with a very nice Al Horford rare moment? Very useful. Let me just double check. Okay, we're still at 22. I always got to check. I always got to give a little check. Just make sure no one gets effed over. Here we go, everybody. On your mark. Get set. Go. Okay. Arovian with an early lead. You don't really like to see that. Costanza as well. Arovian and Costanza, are they swimming a little too fast, a little too early? Most likely, but you never know. Marjuti, who has taken home two wins in the last 3 weeks is also near the top. Tandy NFTs is making a run for it. Cart Pigs, though, is like one full duck length in front. Matic Auto, who, funny enough, is smoking some, is right behind, as is Mass Dog, SF City Legend, Mr. Kicker, and Santaga, and Rouse. It's very close right now. Who's even in the front? There's such a big mess of ducks right now. Must smell terrible. Scully is looking like he wants to make a run for it here. Scully is in front by a beak, but so is Cart Pigs, is right there. DeCloak as well can make a run for it. Tandy NFTs, though, is speeding up at the bottom of our screen, but someone's coming even faster. Timmy 2000 has just rugged Tandy NFTs. Timmy 2000 is our winner. Tandy NFTs with a second place showing. Then you got Scully, Ryan, Cart, Rouse, who came in last. Let's see. Mr. Kicker came in last, and Top Shot, Hot Shot is in 19th, SF City in 21st. So there you go. We do have our winner, though. It's Timmy 2000. So congratulations, Timmy 2000. Let's get your username in the chat, please, and you will win your Al Horford. Of course, Timmy, make sure you have liked and subscribed. I'm sure you have, Timmy. I'm sure you have. But just in case you have forgotten to, now would be the time to like and subscribe. We got a Spanish duck in the chat, Blazer fan, with a Spanish quack. Timmy says here, before he won the race, Draymond is more like the most offensive player. He goes on the offense to punch and choke other players. That's right. And very accurate kicks to the balls. Very accurate stomps to the head, if you remember Sabonis. He's very good at that. Timmy says, I'm feeling generous. Let's race one more time. Let's do it again. Wow, what a kind gesture by Timmy. All right, we'll race again. But Timmy, if you win twice, I'm giving it to you. I don't care what you do. All right, Timmy wants to race it again. So let's race it again. What a nice guy. Everybody, throw the W's in the chat for Timmy, and then we'll get it going. I need to see some W's in the chat for Timmy, please. Show me the W's. I'm waiting. I know my chat's on a delay, but I need to see some W's in the chat for Timmy. All right, there we go. I'm seeing some W's. All right, let's do it. Here we go. All right. Okay, Mr. GB Proofs now is in the lead. Cart Pigs is also in the front again. Top Shot Hot Shot starting in the front. Arovian again near the front to start both races. That must feel nice. You're a fast duck, Arovian. You like to get up and get quick real fast. Real get-goer, mover, a fast mover, Arovian. Arovian is now in first place by a solid half a duck. Tandy NFTs is now making some room for himself here. He is the chef ducks using the spoon. Tandy NFTs was in front for basically 2 seconds. Matic Auto smoked some, got the bright green ganja colors. Marjuti, though, keeps winning. Marjuti's in front. Could Marjuti win again? Blazer fans in the top. Somebody is speeding up, though. This is Jordan Santaga. Timmy is also right there. If Timmy wins again, I'm giving it to Timmy. Is it going to be Jordan or Timmy? It's going to be Jordan. Jordan has just won the race, but look at that. Timmy nearly won the race. Arovian this time started near the front and ended near the front, so good for you, Arovian. But thanks to Timmy, Jordan Santaga will take the Al Horford. Look at that. Top Shot, Hot Shot in last place. congratulations to Jordan Santaga. There he is, Jordan Santaga. Let me get your username, please. And I will get that to you. And of course, everybody, all the ducks need to be liked and subscribed. I know I'm not going to see less than 22 likes on this stream, right? All right. Right, guys, right? Jordan, let me get your Top Shot username in there. Timmy did get the thrill of the race. My duck is fast, says Timmy. And Maddox says, Jordan, are you feeling generous? Are we just going to re-roll this the whole night long? So Jordan, give me that username in the chat, please. Maddox says, let's make him duck race for 3 hours. We could do that one day. We could definitely do duck races for like an hour if that's what you guys want to do. And we could get weird, you know, like we haven't gotten that weird on this show. We usually keep it pretty straight down the line. We talk Top Shot, we talk NBA. Sometimes we do a little bit of tangentials, but we've never done anything too weird. We've never eaten ice cream for an hour. We've never raced ducks for an hour. You know, I'm sure we could get weird. If you guys have some ideas of how you'd like to get weird, share them with me, and we'll do that. Stan Loves, I know I should know your username. I could probably find it, but I forget, of course. So if you want to put that in the chat as well. Top Shot says, I already did that. What did I do, Top Shot Hot Shot? I got weird for an hour? Let me know. I don't remember getting weird for an hour. Bossabe says he's got so many ideas. Straight down the line, remember your card game with the judge. Well, that's true. But that's just like a segment. A segment of a show doesn't count as keeping it weird. Like, I'm talking about really going broad, really going, doing something different. You know? That was fun, though. And man, and I got to say, Judgy, where the F are you? You know, you lose a few thousand dollars on Top Shot and then you disappear. Come on, man. Get it together. Duck March Madness single elimination. That's clever. Tyler Durden Heat. Yep, I knew that. Tyler Durden Heat. See, at least Stan Loves has good taste in movies. He might not have good taste in basketball teams, but at least he's got good taste in movies. All right, guys, I think that's all. I don't have much else, but I hope you all are enjoying NBA Top Shot. I hope you're sending your complaints to Dream Shaker on Twitter. I hope you're enjoying the playoffs. I think the playoffs have been really entertaining. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the Mavs, the Thunder, with the Nuggets, the Wolves, and with the Knicks and the Pacers. I feel like if I had to make my picks right now, I would take the Nuggets, but I feel like everybody just reacts to the most recent game, but I'm one of those people too. I would take the Nuggets, Knicks, Pacers. I guess like I take the Knicks because they won the last game in such impressive fashion, right? It's always recency bias. So I take the Knicks, I would take the Nuggets, and Mavs, Thunder. Man, that's a hard one to choose, but again, the Mavs, teams that are up 3-2 probably win the series most of the time. So, like, your recency bias, give me the Mavs. I don't know. We'll see if I'm right. Jordan wants to re-roll. Boston Bay says mailbag. I would do, I mean, these are all kind of mailbags, aren't they? Aren't these kind of the live, the check-ins with the chat are kind of a rapid mailbag? But if I do a mailbag and open it up to Twitter, that would maybe be more interesting. We'd have more people talking, more people asking questions. Yes, but anyways, everybody, thanks again to floaty.io with those lovely rare moments that you all got to enjoy. Thank you to floaty.io for sponsoring the show. If you guys have not linked your account to take full advantage of rentals and loans on floaty.io, you should do that. And Boston Base says that's not what I mean. All right, well, Boston Base, you can tell me later what you mean, okay? And ice cream so good. Thank you, Timmy. You're a very generous person. You've done a mitzvah today, Timmy. You're going to sleep well. You gave your Al Horford to Jordan with three kids. That's a very nice thing to do. And Timmy says, Tandy doesn't need a mailbag. So, Timmy, you should tell me what I need. Tandy does email. Yeah, email bag. Anyway, everybody, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Gives me a break. I don't have to go watch my kid for a few minutes or an hour. So thanks for that. Wife, if you're watching, I'm almost done. Anyways, thanks everybody. Enjoy the playoffs tonight and we will see each other next week. Bye-bye. Static selector.